Box A, nested if-else statements. An if-else statement can branch execution along two separate paths. One path if the condition is true, or a second path if the condition is not true. However, what if you need more than two execution paths? That is, what if you want to say something along the lines of, if A, then B, else, if C, then D, else, if E, then F, else G. You can achieve this using several nested if-else statements. The sample program on the following slide illustrates this. More generally, you can always include additional if-else statements inside if-else statements. This is what we mean by nesting if-else statements. The box shows an example of nested if-else statements. In the example, focus on the conditional statements and don't worry about the consequences. That is, do not worry about what destroy window, scroll up, and scroll down actually do. Just focus on the program logic. Box B, the switch statement. In box A, we explained a particular example of a nested if-else statement. That was, if A then B, else, if C then D, else, if E then F, else G, etc. This type of statement divides a set of possibilities into several differently handled cases. In other words, we can rephrase and say, in case 1 do this, in case 2 do this, in case 3 do this, and etc. The switch statement allows us to say this in code more compactly than nested if-else statements. Note in the box that each case statement must end with the break statement. An odd thing happens if not. When execution comes to a specific case, it executes the case statement. But if there is no break statement, then the execution automatically falls through to the next case, which may not be what you want. The textbook shows an example of this. Also note that there is a default case, which execution will fall to if none of the other cases are true. Box C, loops. The ability to repeat C++ statements is an important one. For instance, to make non-trivial programs, we will need to be able to say things like, for each game character, test whether or not they were hit by an enemy projectile, or, while the player is not dead, keep playing the game. C++ facilitates the need for repetition via loops. C++ provides three different loop styles. These styles are for convenience only. You could get by with only one of these styles. However, by providing three different styles, you can pick the style that is most natural to the type of repetition needed. Box D, the for loop. The for loop is commonly used when you need to repeat some statements a known number of times. The example in the box shows how you would write the for loop to execute the cout statement 100 times. Note that we need not specify a literal number of times to loop. That is, we could replace 100 with a variable or expression. From the general syntax, we see that there are four parts to the for loop. Part 1. This can be any C++ statement. However, it is usually used to initialize a counting variable. That is, a variable that counts the loop cycles. The code of Part 1 is executed first and is only executed once. The above example declares and initializes a counting variable called count to 0. That is, int count equals 0. Part 2. This is the conditional part. That is, the loop continues to loop only so long as this condition is true. This condition is tested for every loop cycle. The above example makes the condition that the program should continue to loop so long as the counting variable is less than 100. That is, count is less than 100. Part 3. This can be any C++ statement. However, it's usually used to modify the counting variable in some way. The statement of part 3 is executed every loop cycle. In the above example, we increment the counter variable so that count is increased by 1 every loop cycle. Because count is initialized to 0 and it is incremented by 1 every loop cycle, it follows that the above example, for loop, will repeat exactly 100 times. Part 4. This part contains the statements that you want to execute for every cycle of the loop. Just like an if statement, the curly braces are optional for one statement. But if you need to execute several statements per cycle, then you need the curly braces to form a compound statement.